contains adult content which could include sexual behavior or exploitation, misuse of alcohol, smoking, illegal drugs, violence, and dangerous behavior. Chapter 1. The Beach House. The journey to the beach house was taking about 7,000 years. My brother, Stephen, drove slower than our grandmother. I sat next to him in the front with my feet on the seat. My mother was sleeping in the back. "Go faster," I told Stephen, hitting his arm softly. "Let's pass that boy on the bike." Stephen moved his arm away. "Never touch the driver, Belly," he said, "and take your dirty feet off of my seat." My feet looked clean to me. "It's not your seat. This is going to be my car soon." "You need to get your license first," he said, laughing at me. "You shouldn't learn to drive. You'll be a terrible driver." My brother was so annoying. I turned on the radio and started to sing. "Belly, when I hear you sing, I want to drive into the ocean," said Stephen, and he moved his hand to the radio. But I hid his hand away and sang even louder. My mother woke up, and she started singing too. We were both bad singers, and Stephen hated it. He wanted our dad to be there because he hated it too, but our parents were divorced. We got closer and closer to the beach house. I couldn't stop smiling. I opened my window and felt the wind in my hair. The ocean looked like I remembered it, and it smelled like I remembered it. It all felt just right. Our summer at the beach house was waiting for us. Stephen looked at me. "Are you thinking about Conrad?" Usually, I was thinking about Conrad. "No," I said, annoyed. My mother put her head between the front seats. "Belly, do you still like Conrad? Last summer, I thought that you liked Jeremiah." "What? You like Jeremiah?" Stephen looked sick. I could feel my face flushing. "No, Mom. We're just good friends. Please never say that again." My mother sat back in her seat. "Fine," she said, smiling. Conrad and Jeremiah were Susanna's sons. Susanna was my mother's best friend. They met when they were 9, and they were like sisters. We went to Susanna's beach house every summer, even when I was a baby. Summer at the beach house was my favorite part of the year. I loved the beach and the pool, but most of all, I loved it because of the boys. Conrad was the older brother. He was 18 now, and he was dark, dark, dark. He was always quiet and moody. I loved that. He liked to be alone, playing his guitar. He had a really cute mouth. I thought about kissing it a lot. I wanted him to be mine. Jeremiah was different. He was my friend. We usually spent most of the summer together, just us. We played games, watched TV, and rode our bikes to get ice cream. I felt closer to Jeremiah than to my own brother. Jeremiah was nicer to me. Maybe it was because he had a big brother too, or maybe that was just him. He was nice to everybody. We arrived at the beach house. Jeremiah and Conrad were sitting outside. The beach house was large and gray and white. It looked like all the other houses on the road, but it was better. It was our summer family home. Steve-o! Jeremiah shouted. Stephen walked over to the boys and hugged them. I sat in the car. I just wanted a minute to look at them. My mother got out of the car, too. Hi, boys. Where's your mother? She asked, giving them both a big hug. Hi, Laurel. She's sleeping, Jeremiah replied. Usually, Susanna ran out of the house when we arrived. I got out of the car then and stood near them. They didn't even see me. But then they did. They really did. Conrad looked at me like boys do at the mall. He never looked at me like that before. I felt my face flush again. Jeremiah was just looking at me with his mouth open. It was like he wasn't sure who I was. All this happened in about 3 seconds, but it felt much, much longer. Conrad hugged me first. He smelled like the ocean. He smelled like Conrad. I liked you more with glasses, he said, his mouth close to my ear. That hurt. I pushed him away. I don't need them anymore, I said. He smiled at me, and then I wasn't mad. He smiled at that to me every time. Jeremiah hugged me next. Where has little Belly gone? He said in a funny baby voice. I laughed. Shut up, Jeremiah. You smell bad. Jeremiah laughed loudly. You sound the same, Belly, he said, putting his head on one side and looking at me. But something looks different about you. Susanna woke up later and found us in the kitchen. She still looked tired, and her hair was all flat on one side. She and my mother hugged first. My mother looked so happy. I thought that she might cry, and my mother never cried. Then Susanna hugged me for a long time. I did not want it to end. Susanna was like a mom to me, and I was like a daughter to her. When I was with her, I always felt that I was the most interesting person in the room. You look thin, I told her, because it was true, and because Susanna liked to hear it. Thanks, Belly, Susanna said, still holding me. Then she smiled and said, When did you become this wonderful woman? You're so pretty. You're going to have the best summer ever. You'll never forget this summer. It's going to be so special. And do you know something? Susanna was right. I will always remember that summer. It was the summer I turned pretty. Things were different. I was different.